Hey, we're making a round, but we should take care of older members of the community friends of ours and those people we like. Yes. And you should all do this. You should check in from time to time. And just ring up and say, hi, are you okay?
What's happening?
And
it is a good thing to do. It makes you feel better
doing
it.
People in the community. Let's do it now.
Can we ring this person?
Can you ring, please?
Okay. Right, I'll just put the numbers in the phone here. And let's just ring this person here now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Glenn Robbins? Glenn.
Hang on.
Who's that?
Hello, Glenn.
It's Mick. It's Mick and Jane.
You're live to air, Glenn. We just thought we'd let you know.
Oh, yeah, you're on air, by the way. Hey, what'd you say?
I won something?
No, you haven't won anything.
Oh, you might win a stimulus package.
Yeah. You might have one coming your way. Hey, how are you? You good?
Just checking in.
What do you mean, how am I? What are you getting at?
I'm not doing it. You're a friend of mine, and I hadn't heard from you for a while.
You never ring me.
Settle down.
Are you inferring that I am?
I just want to know, is there anything we can do for you? Do you want us to bring you something?
Do you want to bring you
something home? I can swing by on the way home from the show and drop some stuff off. What do you want? Some
Metamucil? If you're inferring that I have a senior citizen's card, can I just say life for me is very normal. I played canasta this morning. I made some jam. I'm tending to my herb garden and I'm about to have a sherry, so don't think, you know, anything's different for me.
But it was just you know how it is, because we love you, and we think you're a national treasure, and we'd think we need to look at
Glenn,
we've got to get around the elderly.
Have you got enough tea bags, Glenn? That's what I'm worried about.
But, you know, I'm fine.
Right. What about Bickies?
I just bought some Bickies. It's funny, I went to the supermarket, and when you stand in front and there's something on the shelf.
Time, between 6 and 7 in the morning?
Was it the early shift?
Was it the early elderly shop?
If you want a bit of a wrestle, if you want a bit of, you know, cage fighting, just go to a supermarket. You get into a cracker with a couple of 80-year-olds going at it on the floor.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Glenn does love a Bickie. In fact, the last time I saw Glenn dirty up. We were at a quite prestigious golf club, and they presented him his tea, and he came back and he was fuming. What happened? He goes, some FNC stole my Bicky. All the things in the world to get.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing, Mickey? I mean, I've toured with you. I know the reality of what you're capable of. Can't iron a shirt, can't put washing on. Yeah. I dare say you'd be trouble. How are you going in the toilet department?
Underwear department.
Put it this way, it's a bit hard to get a lap dance when you have to stay 1.5 metres away from anyone at any given time. You know what I mean? Life's difficult for me.
I was going to say, what about people in the bush?
Well, you know who's in self-isolation with me now?
Russell Crowe.
He was up with Tom Hanks, of all people, giving him a bit of a tour.
Yeah.
And him and Rita, and they got a bit, you know, cuddly late at night because they only had the one tent. And
is he there?
And I'll just get him. He's out the back doing the planning for him.
Russell, unbelievable.
Mick and Jane want to speak to you.
Russell, what?
This is huge.
Yeah. It's coming now. Yeah, it's Mick and Jane. Hey, Russell Coyte, what can I do for you?
Russell, we're just concerned. We're just checking in. We just want to make sure you're doing okay. And
I feel for everyone at the moment. You know, people going into self isolation. I've spent a lot of time alone in the bush, and I get by. And there are things you can do that really fill in the time. There are things you can do. But I can tell you something. I've heard that you guys are having a bit of a problem with your toilet paper.
Have you got a bush trick? Have you got a trick from the bush?
Well, you've got everything you need in your own backyard. If you just want to go out. If you've got a nice ghost gum, pull a bit of bark off. I would go for a nice stick, a pointy stick. You can just hold a bit of rope, use it like a floss.
like flossing your butt.
A piece of rope? Wow. That wouldn't be very nice.
No, well, these are tough times, and if all else fails, maybe a little furry, you know, obliging furry animal.
Will you look after Glenn?
Can you keep an eye on Glenn for us? Because don't tell him. He's a bit of an old bastard. He's an old.
It's about time he was recognised for all the things he's done for this industry.
He's a very old
man. Time that people stood up and gave him a bloody logo or something. About time, man. But about time you people recognise, you know, what he's given. He made this country. He made this comedy industry. I'm saying it as I'm. He wouldn't say it.
No.
He will not say it. But you, Mick Malloy, you half-assed, come along, Johnny come lately. Right, you know, Glenn's been, you know, doing the hard work. Where's Uncle Arthur? Where's the classic character?
He should be in self-isolation. He's a prime candidate.
Yeah, that's
hey,
point.
Hey, Glenn or Russell, whoever
I'll
you
put
are.
Put Glenn back on. Hang on.
Okay,
Glenn,
here we go.
Right.
Hang on. Yeah, that was a bit. You got a bit excited there, didn't you?
Sorry.
Anyway, thanks for the call.
Hey, he's a big fan of yours.
Glenn, stay well. This is all Mick's idea, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I am legal. I can go at the supermarkets in the morning, and you know.
Can you get me some toilet paper, please?
All right.
Well, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Okay, right. Glenn. Thanks. And we just give us a call if you feel you need
Glenn.
To just check in with someone anytime.
And if you need a shirt ironed or some washing put on, give me a call.
Missed any of the show today, you can always get the catch-up, the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, we're on all the socials as well. Keep in touch, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Kennedy Malloy.
We feel plugged into the nation and we love speaking to you wherever you are, whatever nook, cranny, corner of this land. It's always fun to hear from you. We've built up, Jane, over a couple of years now, what I call a great little fellowship, friends of the show.
That's true.
Who we care deeply about, and in these times, there's some you worry more about than others because, let's be honest, some fall into high-risk categories and others don't. And
that's true. They're vulnerable.
The least you can do is you're part of a community, guys.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Look to your neighbours, look to those around you and go, are you vulnerable? Do you need help?
Yeah,
so
just ask people if they're okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do that now and call another one of our friends.
We've been doing
of the
it
show.
This week. Yep.
Dial up, right. Please, Dave.
Okay. Here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Tommy Glasner. Tommy.
Who's this?
It's Mick Malloy. Tommy, I'm not with Jane.
Mick, this is all Mick's idea. It's Jane but this is Mick.
No. Listen.
Aren't you guys on air?
We are.
Sorry, we better say you're live on air now, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Just quickly. Sorry, and I didn't mean to call unannounced. You know, it's not my style. But how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mick.
You're good?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, is there anything we could do for you? Or I'm just thinking, do you need anything? Do you need, like
it's a challenging
would like
time.
Would like us to get some groceries for you?
Oh, I see where this is going.
You're special
how
to us.
How dare you?
And you're special to us, and we'd hate to lose you in these.
What? How old do you think I am?
Oh, come
on. We're just thinking.
No need for the carbon dating, but I'd say...
You're high risk. We just don't want you having none necessarily to go out because, you know, you are a bit more vulnerable.
I am robust. I am doing – thank you very much. Thank you for your interest. I am doing extremely well. I'm staying fit. I was up early this morning. I woke up 1.5 metres from my wife, which is fairly normal. And I'm out. I'm walking the dogs.
Walk the dogs.
No.
Yes, you can walk dogs. Yeah, you can. I walked the dog today. You just got to keep your distance.
Not in his condition.
No. Mickey, I'm good. I've got an app on my phone. It shows me how many steps I've done every day, how many falls I've had. It's, this is disgraceful. And also, I've told you not to ring me during Millionaire Hot Seat. So come on. My special time.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. You're not too proud to call, though, are you?
I am seriously offended, and I will be speaking. I would be speaking to my lawyer tomorrow, but I probably won't remember.
Tom, on a serious matter, what precautions are you and Mary taking? Because
we're
you in lockdown?
We're in rubber gloves, Jane. We're in self isolation. We go out for the odd walk and.
Is there a reason that you're self-isolating? I know everybody else is, but I believe. So what's happening at your office? Is it all closed down?
Yeah.
Rob apparently says he's going to the office, but you tell me there's no one there.
Rob is, I think, just trying to get out of the house. There's a lot of offices involved.
Rob says
the office. It might involve a caddy and a buggy.
Would be outdoors. That's self-isolating. There's
Indeed.
Nothing like walking down the middle of a fairway
Absolutely.
In pursuit of a golf ball for self-isolation.
And how are you keeping fit, Tom?
No, well, yeah, we do a little bit of running, going back to the, because you can't go to the gym anymore.
No.
And I'm thinking of taking up the that activity that the Prime Minister announced we can no longer do, bar. Whatever that is. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Give that a try.
I'm more of a parkour man.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe you know that word.
Hey, Tom, we'll let you go and have a lie down.
Yep.
Oh.
Get yourself a hot toddy or something. Look after
you would have
yourself.
Had your tea by now. Have you had your dinner?
This is disgraceful, and I will be speaking to my legal representative. Thank you very much. Thanks for your interest.
And don't forget, if you want to go shopping, it's special hours for you. 7 to 8 in the morning. So,
get off. I mean, I'm getting off. I'm hanging up.
Tom Glines are joining us there. This is Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy, where you can listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're at home, you can get us through the app as well. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. We've got Lee Sales to join us in just a few minutes. Song Whisperer is coming up as well.
Great.
Excellent news.
And banjo songs, a big second hour. We're a family here, and we love checking in with everyone around Australia. Mm. And it's been I've had a fascinating hour talking to everyone. But we also have a, well, show friends of the show who we need to make sure are going okay at the moment too, yeah?
Well, they fall into a certain, well, there's a certain group of people a demographic that we feel need a little bit more caring about, perhaps than
it's a high-risk category.
It's a very high-risk category, and we thought we'd go and check in on someone, a friend of ours today.
Shall I start ringing?
You got the number? Yes, can you call, please?
Here we go. We'll ring this person now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Denise Scott?
Yeah.
Hi.
It's your friends, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy from Kennedy Malloy. We're just checking in to make sure you're okay. Is everything all right? You've got enough shopping?
Aren't you on air? Am I on air?
Yes.
I better say we're on air at the moment.
Do you need anything? Can we pick you up something like some, can we do some shopping or?
Do you need any bread or any milk?
What are you talking about?
We're just being very, you know, we love you and we care about you.
We
called our friend Glenn Robbins last week because he needs a bit of extra cuddle, and we just want to make sure that he's being looked after as well. Is everything okay? That's all we need to know.
So is this saying what, that I'm 85 years old?
We're all at a certain, certainly we're at different times of high risk.
I'm glad to care for you.
We love you.
But Mick, look, let's get real here. I mean, you're not that much younger than me.
How dare you? You are. I care for you in the way you care for like an elderly aunt. You know that kind of. You go is.
If we weren't
live on air, Mick, shut up. If we weren't live on air, I would be a cussing you.
How's your beautiful partner going there?
My beautiful partner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, he's at home and he does a weekly class, yoga and voice. Yes. And that's now happening online. And they're doing whatever the Zoom conference thing. And the noises that came out of his floor office today. I don't know whether he was actually doing yoga. I don't know what.
Denise, are you up with all the technology that everybody's using, this Zoom or Skyping or other areas? You're onto that?
Look, to be honest, I'm not, because I like solitude. But John has joined he's got WhatsApp groups going. There's neighbours who we've never seen, heard of. Suddenly we're having contact, giving names, giving recipes. It's quite an extraordinary thing.
It is. Well, and now are you enjoying this time or not?
Sorry?
Are you enjoying the whole experience of self-isolating?
Look, what can I say? There are parts of it. Parts of it I'm enjoying, but John and I, this morning, for instance, had an argument where he ended up saying, I'm telling you I'm agreeing with the response you gave to my suggestion. I'm saying I don't remember the suggestion. I don't remember my response. What are we arguing about?
You've been isolated for too long. Can I ask, do you have a daughter who's travelling or is isolated?
Yes.
Or is it a granddaughter? I'm not sure.
Mick, get over it. She's 34.
All right. So, but she's in a pickle, right? Can you? What's her her situation?
So, Bonnie, my daughter, lives in New York. She teaches at a public school there. Teaches art, and she was meant to be coming home on the 5th of April. And she kept ringing me saying, "Mum, I'm really scared. I'm not going to get out." And I'm going, "Hold tight, darling. Don't you worry about it. You'll get out." You know. Well, thankfully, she didn't listen to me at all.
Right.
And got an earlier flight out, and so she's in self isolation. Around the corner in an Airbnb, getting meals delivered, wine delivered, and she doesn't actually even have to see it. You know,
so there's
that's all we're trying to offer you as a good friend of ours. We hope you're fine. Is there anyone you'd like to send a cheerio to or say hi? Or
is it nice having contact with people?
No, I've no interest. You seem to think I care about people. You've got the wrong impression of me. No, I miss seeing you guys. Of course I do.
We can't wait to catch up, and we'll have you on the show as soon as hygiene will allow.
Well, as soon as hopefully I live. Because I am in the demographic.
Well, we worry about you. That's
fine.
All we're saying. Good on you, Denise. You're a good
sport.
Love you. Bye. Lovely to catch up with you.
I love you too. See ya.